If you've been listening to me since last Tuesday, in the community announcements section, we've been talking about a particular fundraising drive being held in Umhlanga. It's called Share Love, Share Light. The main organizer of the campaign is Rabbi Shlomo, who's got a really nice gig being the head of Chabad Umhlanga. A nice place to be a rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo.
Good afternoon, Simon, to you and to all your listeners. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Wishing was down where you were, but hey, you know, this is how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Next time round.
So good. And the weather's fantastic. Yeah.
No. Don't say that. Rabbi, talk to us about the campaign. What are you doing? Why are you needing 2.4 million? Over to you.
So my wife, Devorah, and myself have been there for 32 years already. And, you know, we have to fund ourselves in the shul over here and all the activities and throughout the year. And a few years ago, we jumped onto this bandwagon in the early years with Charity, which is a matching crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah.
And so for every contribution a person gives, we have generous matches that match it up three times or however the plan's going to be. In our case, it's matched three times. And so each year we theme it. And this year we decided to go on the theme of sharing love because that's what we do, you know, unconditional love with whoever comes into our and vicinity, anywhere in KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, and Umhlanga, to help them with whatever they need. If they've got a broken tire and they have to stay over for a night so they can't get back to Joburg with their planes or they need a Shabbos meal, whatever the case would be, it's people on vacation and even our locals over here and throughout KwaZulu-Natal, however we can help them. Also, as we picked this time of the year, Simon, because it's just started Rosh Chodesh, which is a month away from Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And this month is known as Ani L'Doidi. It's an acronym for the name of Elul. It's Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. I'm for my beloved and my beloved is for me. So it comes from Shir Hashirim, and it's about a love relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem, and how we must take an initiative to be close to Hashem, and Hashem will be close to us, leading up to the coronation of the king and the marriage of the Jewish people, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we chose the theme love over here because this is a time for us to be close. And we should be there for each other, and we believe in unity and the love of a fellow Jew, and we want to try to encourage as many people as possible to participate.
Talk to me about this matching. I don't understand it. Who's actually doing the matching?
Right. So what we do is I go find A, B, and C donors.
Yeah.
Okay. A, B, and C. And they put up some money to say on the condition that we match it. So if somebody gives me 100,000 rand as a matcher, as long as I bring in another 100,000, then they'll give me 100,000. And I find different matches to match up with the donation you give. So if Simon gives me 100 rand, they'll match that 100 rand. And as many people as I can get to match that as possible, the better. And so it is with, you know, whoever it is from around the world, people participate first.
You're telling me something so fascinating now. I've never even thought of how Chabad operates worldwide. I just assumed you were paid out of Brooklyn, New York, or the Bronx, or wherever it is. And it doesn't clearly work like that.
No. Each Chabad has self-funds.
I'm pretty surprised because you'd read about Chabad emissaries being sent off to the most out-of-the-way jurisdictions on the planet. I mean, India, for goodness sake.
Throughout Africa right now also, Africa's become very popular. Very popular. Zambia, I mean, all of them.
I'm a bit speechless. I'm a bit speechless. Yeah. Why? Is there not?
Rabbi Moshe Zilberhaft, when he goes around, he frequents often these Chabad houses in this place, helping with kosher food, and I mean, he has his networks, but they're all over the place.
This is the biggest wake-up call I've ever had. I honestly thought he was ministering to dying and dead Jewish communities. I didn't think that they were flourishing and had communities that justified Chabad emissaries. That's a shock. And in Africa.
A lot of Israelis are traveling around businesses. In Africa, it's very popular. Very popular.
So give me a sense of your community in Umhlanga. To what extent does it divide itself between locals and out-of-towners?
So I have a local community here. We make minions. Before COVID, we used to have every Mincha Mariv every night. It's been hard to get back, and we've had other issues with weather and floods and different things and the rioting. But it's got a lot better. And this past July was fantastic. We had minions till last week for like 5 weeks, every single day, minions every day. But outside of the holiday season and like the real peak times and busy times, I have Shabbos and Yom Tov minions, and I have a local community, and I'm in touch with Jewish people throughout KwaZulu-Natal. And but you know, we have every week we have holiday makers that come by, and we've just had a flurry of holiday makers from England and Israel because it's the last of their summer, so they've been over here. So you know, I make traditional brachas for all the holiday makers and the businessmen and the backpackers because they all come part of it.
So interesting.
They all come part of it.
Rabbi, don't mean to be insulting in any way, but are you not going to have to move north to the Belito area over the next couple of years? It appears to me that Umhlanga is going through a very bad phase, what with water quality and municipalities and the like. And it seems to me that there's been flight to the north. And it seems to me that that's where the investment is. You just need to look at the property prices in Umhlanga to understand it's in a bad place.
Not at all. Not at all. On the contrary, actually. Umhlanga is growing and it's quite popular. It's quite built up compared to what it used to be. So people have an image of beforehand. Sure, there are people going further north because they wanted maybe a bit smaller, a little bit quieter. Belito itself is even bigger than Umhlanga. So it's crazy, you know, so it's working over here. The issue with the water has really passed. The only time that that surfaces again is when there's like serious rains, because then it brings in all the pollution and sewage from down the rivers. But it seems to be under control. We have people going to the water every day. People on the boardwalk, it's world class. The boardwalk over here, the weather's fantastic. There's a lot of it's under control. You know, they have to keep that image up. There's a lot of security around. You can state of the art things over here. For somebody kosher, there's a unbelievable kosher facilities at the Pick and Pay where you can get all the moishis, bagels, oritz, all kinds. You can make a whole Shabbos meal, no problem. All the imported goods, all the wines and grape juices and whatever you need for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's popular. We're getting people already asking us about Rosh Hashanah, and people even speak to us about Pesach already.
Well, I want to tell you that little spiel worked because it's now on my radar, and it wasn't because I thought I couldn't swim in the water. So to know that you can is really quite
I just wouldn't drink the water, but you can do it. You can shower, you can brush your teeth with regular municipal water, no problem.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
It's sea water. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't drink it.
No, I wouldn't either. Listen, last question for you this afternoon. I'm going to give you an opportunity to shamelessly promote yourself and the campaign. Go for it. Where do we give? How do we give? Where should we find more information?
You can call me if anybody would like to call me. My number is 082-55-00503, or you can go online and make a contribution, which will be triple matched as well, which is www.charity.com.
Oh, it seems like we lost Rabbi Shlomo, but I think you got it. It sounds like a really worthwhile cause. Sounds like they're doing very good work, Chabad is in Umhlanga.